life is becoming a bit of a purity game. I've been watching this Jeffrey Dahmer thing now, and oh my god, life is becoming a bit of a purity game. Now, I can't remember exactly why I said that, but I was talking basically about, like, the way we have to think now is... I am actually so fucking baked. Maybe this is the first time I've got high after the gym in a while. So, like, I don't know. I haven't eaten, like, 16 hours or something. I did a little quick fast, you know. And, like, I'm like, can you hear the rain, by the way? Can you hear the rain, by the way? Oh. My brother bought me a candle as well. So there's nice pomegranate and clementine candle going. And the rain, and I've got that post-gym melt where you, like, you go to the gym and you go pretty fucking hard. Like, and you go home and you just go 6 hours of doing nothing. Coming up. You know what I mean? Yeah, and then you get proper. If you have some marijuana, it feels even better. Because you just stare like... You download yourself. That's what you're doing when you're getting high. Sometimes you're downloading yourself. You're like, let's get a bit more of that. Imagine it's like you go on LimeWire or uTorrent. You know these dodgy apps where you can download shit, and you, like, you see it downloading, and then the torrent starts filling up with more cedars, and you're like, let's have a few more cedars. If you don't mind me, I'm gonna spark up a little bit. I just had a massive plate of chicken. I rubbed some spices on them and just put them in the oven. And that was it. And I just had them with... I couldn't even be asked to make rice. So I just had them on their own. Actually, I just had them with egg noodles. And fucking hell. Very nice. Like, with a bit of... My brother's here. No, my brother's always here. But my brother's fiancé is staying over. And they are using HelloFresh. Do you guys know HelloFresh? They're using HelloFresh. Because I used HelloFresh. And it was fucking awesome. And then they were using it. So, you know what I mean? Like, there's always been HelloFresh in the house. HelloFresh. Try that shit, by the way. You should try those, recipe boxes that they deliver to your house. It's very bizarre, actually. Actually, the first thing I noticed was they're a bit different to Amazon, where Amazon will just fucking come in your back garden and leave their package right up your arsehole. They'll be like, hey, mate, just slipping this in your bumhole. But then some delivery companies, they're like, they have their rules and regulations. Well, they have different ones. But fucking... HelloFresh, they just leave a little green box on your front door. Like, it's just a big green box in the front, like, door. And I'm just like, what the fuck? It's like something from a cartoon when you're in a town and everyone's like, hey, Jeff. And then, like, Bob the Builder goes past with his hard hat on. And he's marching holding a box perfectly still as he's walking. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, welcome to the podcast. I think we're on high school, 23. Shit, you gotta forgive. But yeah, just getting a bit of a protein overdose. I like to get a protein overdose after I've been to the gym. I'm like, anything in my fridge that's protein, stick it on a plate. And that's what I literally do, like a protein binge. That's why I thought the egg noodles would be good. Because it's like, you'd think egg noodles would be an absolute protein substitute for spaghetti. Like, all the TikTokers would be doing it. They'd be like, you can have high protein lasagna. Lasagna is egg noodles. What the fuck am I saying? Excuse me. I guess I'm saying, right, you know, there becomes a time in your life when you're growing up and you're learning a few methods of cooking. Everyone's cooking pasta, okay? But then you go into the supermarket, you see this big dick pasta, this, like, fresh shit. It's fresh. They've cooked it and then put it in the bag. But that means it will expire, you know, where if you've got raw pasta, I feel like you could literally create a mountain out of raw pasta and, like, people could walk upon it and call it Mount Pasta. Mount Pastaroni. But what the fuck am I on about? I'm just going to spark up a wee bit. Yeah, I got to check it's recording. Hello, sir. Are you there? Oh, yeah, we're good. Oh, yeah. Just checking. You know, that was one of those content blips where you're like, got to check on the content right there. Oh, shit. Yeah, oh, I'm feeling very cozy. I was torn between what to drink. Like, I've got a very large circuit of drinks right now. I'm like, sometimes I'm having a tea. And then sometimes I'm having a apple juice. And sometimes I'm having a protein shake. Sometimes I'm just having water. So, like, what? Those little moments where I fancy, no, water. No, not quite water, but I do want something light. So I think I'll have squash. You know squash? Do you guys have squash in your, where you're from? Like, it is a little bit of pink water that you put, and then you add loads of other water to it, and then it's like a flavoured water. But it's like different to, you know, because I've tried squash, right? Juice, you know? Juice. It's not like Sunny D, though. Do you know what I mean? Sunny D is a different kind of juice. Sunny D would be like, they're at least they're attempting or trying to be in the market of the freshly squeezed juices. Freshly squeezed juices. Anyway, do you know those drinks? Those, what happens when you have flavoured water? You know, Volvic is like a British company of water, and they'll bring out flavoured water, and they'll be like, strawberry water. And I'll taste it, and I'm like, just give me more strawberry, though. Don't give me just a little bit. Just give me more, though. Just give me more. And then I'm like, turning into a sub. No, I won't be a sub. I'll just drink Robinson's. Is the name of... This is British companies. You got Walker's, Robinson's. What's the other one? Ribena. Well, that's probably not a British company. But yeah. I'm just thinking about my daily shop. What did I get this week? I got pita breads. I guess talking about food now. Pita breads. I've been putting them in the toaster. And then just having peanut butter on them. Like peanut butter pita bread. Peanut butter pita bread. But it's so good because the peanut bread, the pita bread, pita bread. I feel like I'm gonna breakdance into a song here. I just keep blowing my lighter out. Stop being it. Stop being a fanny. Stop being a funny schmiller. That's stuff that people would say in school when growing up. Stop being funny. He's being a funny. Like, I wonder what happened in your guys' schools. It so develops your personality. All those weird phrases that you come across daily. We had this one thing in our school at some point. You know, everyone had your mum, right? Everyone like, yeah, but your mum. And they'd be like, oh yeah, your mum actually, he got you there, kid. But then we had this one where it's just like, oi, Ollie. His name would be Ollie, be like, yeah, what? And they'd be like, unlucky. Be like, what do you mean unlucky? Just unlucky. Yeah. And then that was it. That's all they did. Like, as I wasn't a popular kid, this is what the popular kids were doing while Sir was teaching. They'd get up out of their chair from huddled over, like a meerkat. Do you know what I mean? And they'd look around the room, and they'd be like, oi, Will. And I'd be like, what, Ollie? Unlucky, mate. It just wanted to pick on someone. But in a way, it's a really nice gesture. Do you know what I mean? It's a really cute thing. It's, but yeah, like, do you remember those things at school? What else did we have? Oh, God, that really was a nostalgia kick for me right there, kid. Unlucky. I started doing that with my mum. And sometimes she would do it back to me. She'd be like, oh, Will, it's just unlucky, Will, isn't it? And I'd be like, yeah, it kind of is. When your mum's roasting you, you know it's unlucky, don't you? Do you mind if I take a sip? I'd be of watch you. Oh, I really should have shook that shit. Wait. Quick ASMR town for you. Well, it tasted worse when I shook it, but maybe it's because of what I said before. It tasted like, I couldn't stop thinking that apple juice is cloudy. I'm like, why would it be cloudy? Is it sperm? Why would apple juice have sperm in it? You know, I just skipped a step in my mind because my anxiety wanted me to. So I tasted cum in my mouth for a moment. It was unfortunate, but it happens. Yeah. Oh, there we go. I actually fucking managed to light it. Well done, Will. Well done, you freaking cappuccino. Yeah. How's it going? Oh, I can hear a train now. I've really started appreciating life a little bit more, like, I've been going out on these bike rides and been like, yeah, you're seeing your town again, Will. Like, you come down here all the time, don't you? You used to. Like, going down to where my old gym used to be, or just going for a bike ride just to see what it looks like. Get out of the house, you know what I mean? It's been nice moments like that. Yeah. Just been enjoying life though. I'm looking forward to just doing quite a lot of chilling today. I'm quite ahead in work, you know. So I'm having a very good time. I'm just gonna finish this off because it'd be so anticlimactic. I did not. I guess I'll talk about my gym session. It went really good. First, I was doing one lift. And then I was doing, like, another lift. And then I was like, oh, shit, that lift was tough, kid. Oh, shit. It's always the end is the most important bit. That's what she said. Wait, is it? Is the top, how important is the top of the penis for you? How important? Because is it like, I don't know, man. It's got to be quite important, right? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Whew. Hey. I'm going to get feeling weird if we start talking about penis and how it's, like, get into debates. Yeah, like, I hope girls get into debates with their friends with what the perfect penis looks like. Do you know what I mean? They're just like, you're damn right, Stacey. I love that curve in it. Just a little bit. And they're like, it's got to be not too long, but, you know, thick and like, yeah. And like, I like a bit of veins. And I really like, you know, yeah, stuff like that. Like, and then she's like, nah, I like it when it's smooth and it's silky and it's like a fucking anchor. It's like a hammerhead shark. You're like, okay, Becky, do your thing, like, but I'm worried about you. And like, yeah. Well, I don't know if I got into a conversation with my friends, like, for the female equivalent, The female equivalent in a long time. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's been a very long time since I was talking to someone and I was like, this is what I like about vaginas. But I don't know if you know, but like, I don't really like to be specific too much because I do really enjoy all kinds of vaginas. You just line them up in front of me and I shoot them down. I'll be like that one? Like that pussy? Oh, look at that one. Oh, fuck yeah. Just like, it's just like every kind of dick is probably appealing in some way. I mean, it's at least it's not zero. It's better than zero, right? You know, I can live with that. You know what I mean? Like, even if it was a micro penis, sorry. That would be such disappointment, wouldn't it, if I had a micro penis for my own life. If I just looked down right now and go, oh shit, there it is, being all micro and shit. You know, society actually built walls around the idea that men need to have big cocks, so unlucky for you, you don't have one. That'd be unfortunate, wouldn't it? That would be unfortunate, wouldn't it? Maybe I'll take a bit more of a sip of apple juice. You see. Ooh. Ooh. I felt the Arabia come out inside of me. Oh. Wait, was that just racist? I'm sorry. Might have been. I actually might be a piece of shit. I don't know. You know? This is where I go Joe Rogan and I'm like, don't mention he mentioned sexuality, politics, and war and religion in like the same sentence. That's why he's so controversial. He's like, he mentions it all together and it gets people confused. I don't know if he's a piece of shit or not. Do you know what I mean? He probably is. I think he's done some, like, just, I don't know, man. Is he? I don't know. Because, like, he's kind of friends with Alex Jones, who's, like, kind of a terrible person. Do you know about Alex Jones and the fucking bullshit that he lied about for views and shit? And, like, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with him. He owes $1 billion. To the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre, the families, I think. $1 billion. He doesn't have $1 billion. No. What if Elon Musk just, like, bailed him out? What the fuck would life be? Oh, my God. Oh, my... Can you imagine? Elon Musk just, like, I kind of like the guy. I can't... What does... Elon Musk has got a very interesting voice, hasn't he? It's like well spoken, but you can hear there's a European flavour to it. He's got that European flavour, that boy. I do like that European flavour. Wow, I'm really starting to sound like a Nazi now as well. I was just trying to avoid Joe Rogan type of language. I'm even associating him with that. I don't know. I haven't listened to Joe Rogan in a while, but he's had some really great podcasts with, like, Steve-O and shit. And, I really did like Fear Factor back in the day. Because watching it was, like, a limit test for me. Because I was like, some days I'll be like, fucking hell, like, I got through it. And other days I'll be like, no, I don't want to watch this. Do you remember Fear Factor? That was some edgy shit on TV, I thought, wasn't it? It was a lot of shock. There was, like, women drinking horse cum and shit. Like, what were these women doing for their day job and their families? I think it was horse cum. Like, I could get access to this easily as well. This was on, like, British television. I don't know. Bit of a weird one. Yeah, okay. Yep, I'm going to reset on the beverage, if you don't mind it. Get some more protein in me. Oh, yeah. Got this Snickers protein. Yeah, pretty fucking good. I'm trying to think how I could, like, make that taste amazing, because it's like, it's not a Snickers milkshake, but it's healthy for you. That's skinny milk. Oh, it's so good for what it is. Like, that's one thing that happens when you get into fitness and bodybuilding and all that shit. Everything you look at, like, you're looking at the fucking charts on it and you're like, well, my flavour will be down here. As someone who enjoys eating food, my flavour, I'll be down here for this meal, but I'll make up for it this meal. You know what I mean? That's kind of like how you have to navigate through diets, isn't it? It's like, I gotta give myself a payoff somewhere. This is pretty good milkshake. I'm gonna do an actually back-to-back reset on that, because that's a boring-ass topic. Go on then, Will, say something interesting now, you fucking cunt. The Jeffrey Dahmer thing is, like, so consuming my life right now. It actually, like, kind of inspired the audio I made when I was a vampire. I just posted, and it was like some weird shit. It was some weird shit that guy got up to. Eating, like, the blood thing, and then, like, the fact that there was so many years between it all, and, like, how the cops got ignored, and I'm like, oh, this is, it's crazy. I won't spoil anything. Maybe I have, sorry. But, like, God, crazy. So good. Like, that guy's life. Like, and he openly talks to the cameras and everything. And he's just like, do you know what I'm saying, though? He's openly talking to the cameras about his life. And it's so weird watching him, because he's like, you see his normal mannerisms and shit. He's just like, hey, started cutting her up. I was cutting her up, and then I was like putting her in bags and breaking her to pieces, and, you know, just throwing things around in life, and, like, yeah. It was like, what the fuck? He was like, he was burning. Sorry if it's spoilers, but he was burning bones in his oven so he could smash them up. Like, what the fuck? He was burning bones in this oven so he could smash them up and scatter them across his house. But he has an obsession with having that person inside of him permanently. And, like, being he's basically got attachment issues from his parents. Because he uses everything else to keep alive. Like, he's got a rare condition where he's obsessed with organs. Where it's like, the shine of them, appeal to them and shit. It's like the same shine that jewellery has to people. They have it for organs. And, like, oh my god, yeah, there's so many crazy shit that's going on in this guy's mind. He wants to have the person around him at all times and be part of them and never leave. And God, it's getting crazy. Like, oh my god, this guy's life is... You see him as a kid, like, I forgot what happens to him. Yeah, he's his mum's, like, always taking pills, and his dad is working away. But his dad seems like the nicer one out of the two, because he's actually, like, doing what he has to do for the family, I guess. I don't know, maybe I haven't seen it all yet. Oh, it's amazing. This guy's life was crazy. Anyway, what I'm going to do, reset on the apple, the apple juice. What does from concentrate mean? Yeah, unfortunately, this is from concentrate. You don't want from concentrate. Oh, wait, no. No, wait, no. Wait, fuck. I can't concentrate on what concentrate means. This isn't real, right? Pure. Wait, what? You want... Oh, you want... No, you don't want concentrate. No. This is the cheap shit. This is just apple. This is just apple. Yeah. I'm just... No, yeah. Concentrate. Constantine. Which is a film I was trying to watch the other day. Keanu Reeves. I think called him Leonardo Reeves. As far as protein shakes go, very nice. One time, I had a Rocky Road milkshake fucking protein shake. It was fucking so good. It was so good. Made me get some fucking gains back then. Because I was... And then I was like... Yeah... And I was like, you can have fucking schlumpy. Wee, yo, hey, baby. I wanna know. Sorry. That was like a very cheesy song. Came out like what, 15 years ago in England? Hey, hey, baby. Ooh. Ah, I wanna know if you'll be my girl. It's like stupid shit. Can you remember how cheesy music used to be? Maybe it still is now in its own way. Because it will think back now. In 20 years, we'll be thinking about what the fuck is Ed Sheeran on about Castle on the Hill. Everyone's polyamorous now. So, like, no one cares about being in relationships and shit. Maybe, in 20 years, relationships will be a thing of the past. Do you know what I mean? It'll just be like, they have sex with these guys and then they live here and then they do emotional things as well. I don't know, maybe not. I don't fucking know. Yeah, I forgot what the fuck I was on about. God damn, some crazy thoughts right there. But yeah. If you'll be my girl. That song. That reminds me of an absolute vibe from... From being at a disco in like high school when you're like 11 years old and like it's the end of your disco. That's what song would come on. And all the 11-year-old girls and your 11-year-old guys stand in the corner and 11-year-old girls are dancing and, like, having a good time. And you're with your mates just kind of just staring, being fucking stupid and, like, being awkward in the side. But you choked up, you know, because you feel like you had to. Shit like that. Like, ooh. That shit's important. Those days are important. Yeah. But that reminds me of that song. And we had a song called, you know, the Cha-Cha Slide. Do you remember the Cha-Cha Slide? Cheeky Girls. I said, hey, aha, hey, hey, me too, hey, me, say, we know, my mommy, I'm me, ooby dabby, wibby dee wee. I don't know what she said, but it was something like that. It was something like that. What was that song? Something like that. Oh, no. What the fuck is? Anyway. Yeah. Hey, Macarena. Dun 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 dun. Hey, Macarena. And there was like, I think everyone knew the hand movements to that one. There was like a... Oh, that was a great song. Go and listen to some Venga Boys. The Venga Boys are coming. Dun, 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 dun. I don't listen to club music anymore. Did anyone else go through like a club music phase? I guess I did once, but it never came back. But, oh, what the fuck? I'm bleeding. Making me the victor. If you know what film that quote is from, then I will actually slap your penis. because that is a fucking great film. If you know, I am bleeding, making me the victor. If you know what film that's from, if you don't, I'll just say anyway. Kung Pao. Kung Pao. There's this film called Kung Pao where this guy, he bought all this movie footage from Chinese people, and then he just did a, he inserted himself into the film, and then just made like a voiceover for all the characters, and it's pretty fucking hilarious. It's pretty funny. There's some stupid bits in it. I mean, it was funny. I think we're doing better comedy nowadays. Probably. I'm just going to reset on the beverage. Oh, sorry if that was loud. You have to put this like spring inside of your protein bottle. It's quite cool. It's like, it actually helps it, the protein powder break up in the milk. In the milk. Yes. Yeah. So, what's on the agenda today? Okay, think about it, Will. Heads up, kid. Just sitting and chilling like a villain. And play some video games or something. Yeah, everything's all good. There was something I had to do today. Still gotta go on my daily bike ride later. Gotta go on my daily bike, bikey doodle. And yeah, so I'll be doing that. But everything's all good. I'm in the house tonight. Party rocking in the house tonight. Yeah, so I guess I'll see you later. If you get to the end, say Apple Simon. We'll go with Apple Simon. See ya.